Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, March 15, 2025.
Global support for Ukraine. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is urgently rallying support for Ukraine in a video call with around 25 world leaders on March 14, 2025. The goal is to increase pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire. Starmer is looking for help with supplies, funding, and military support to strengthen Ukraine's position in upcoming talks. He has also indicated that the UK could send peacekeepers if a truce is reached and is calling on the United States to provide security for these forces. The message to the Kremlin is clear: stop the attacks and agree to peace. This meeting comes at a critical time as the conflict, which began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, escalated dramatically in 2022. It's a pivotal moment for uniting international efforts to support Ukraine and hold Russia accountable.
Germany's new defense spending agreement. On March 14, 2025, German lawmakers, led by Friedrich Merz, the conservative leader and potential next chancellor, struck a groundbreaking deal to exempt certain defense spending from strict debt limits. This move comes as concerns grow about U.S. commitment to NATO and European security under President Donald Trump. Supported by Merz's political bloc, outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Social Democrats and the Greens, the agreement aims to loosen Germany's debt brake, which restricts new borrowing to 0.35% of annual GDP. A new investment fund of 500 billion euros will be created to upgrade aging infrastructure over the next 12 years, with 100 billion euros set aside for climate initiatives. Merz emphasized that this deal sends a strong message about Germany's defense capabilities, including support for Ukraine. The German parliament is expected to vote on this soon, with new lawmakers taking their seats on March 25, 2025. Critics, including the far-right Alternative for Germany party, argue that discussions about increasing the debt brake should wait until after the new parliament is seated. If passed, this agreement could enable over 1 trillion euros in new borrowing and spending, significantly impacting Germany's fiscal policy and defense strategy.
Apple's legal battle over encryption in the UK. A secret court hearing in London on March 14, 2025, focused on Apple's challenge against a UK government order demanding a backdoor to its encrypted cloud storage. This controversial order, issued in February, required Apple to grant access to encrypted messages and photos, even for users outside the UK. In response, Apple removed its advanced data protection feature for new users in the UK. The hearing, labeled as an application in private, barred media attendance despite requests for access. James Eadie represented the UK government but did not comment. A lawyer for 10 media organizations, including Reuters and the BBC, sought to make the case public but was denied that opportunity. Civil rights groups like Privacy International and Liberty condemned the secrecy, with legal director Caroline Wilson-Palo calling the situation unacceptable. This ongoing battle between governments and tech companies raises serious concerns about consumer privacy. Former U.S. President Donald Trump even likened the UK's demands to practices in China. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are investigating whether the UK violated the Cloud Act by pressuring Apple, which prohibits such demands for data from U.S. citizens. What does this mean for your privacy?
Klarna's impressive growth and future prospects. Klarna, the Swedish fintech company revolutionizing shopping, has announced a remarkable 24% revenue growth for 2024, reaching $2.81 billion, up from $2.28 billion last year. As it prepares for its initial public offering in the United States, Klarna aims to raise over $1 billion, with a valuation expected to exceed $15 billion. The buy now, pay later market, which lets consumers shop now and pay later, is projected to surpass $160 billion by 2032. Major retailers like Walmart, Target, and Amazon are partnering with fintech firms to attract younger shoppers. Klarna also reported earnings of $21 million, bouncing back from a loss of $244 million the previous year. Despite some serious issues in its financial reporting, Klarna's IPO filing hints at a bright future for fintech, even amid market fluctuations and rising interest rates. With 93 million active customers in 26 countries, Klarna is poised for success in the evolving financial landscape. What does this mean for the future of shopping?
U.S. bank mergers face challenges amid uncertainty. U.S. banks are treading carefully when it comes to acquisitions due to uncertainties in regulations and market changes. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent pointed out that minor issues have slowed down recent bank mergers. On March 3, 2025, the FDIC, led by a Republican board, reinstated earlier guidelines for merger reviews, easing some restrictions from the Biden administration. However, industry leaders are still worried about economic instability complicating large transactions among heavily regulated lenders. Cheryl Pate, a senior portfolio manager at Angel Oak Advisors, believes that while smaller regional banks may consolidate, larger mergers will face significant obstacles. A prime example is Toronto Dominion Bank's attempt to acquire First Horizon for $13.7 billion, which was called off in 2023 due to regulatory delays. Currently, First Horizon's market value is only 70% of the original deal price, reflecting ongoing market challenges. In 2024, Toronto Dominion Bank faced over $3 billion in penalties for anti-money laundering violations, further complicating its position. With over 4,500 banks in the U.S., this cautious approach to mergers contrasts sharply with the optimism that followed President Trump's election in November 2020, which many expected would lead to a wave of deregulation.
Boeing under fire for safety issues. Boeing, the U.S. aircraft manufacturer, is facing serious scrutiny after a series of safety incidents involving its 737 MAX planes. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy pointed out the significant damage to Boeing's reputation following a mid-air emergency in January 2024 and two fatal crashes in 2018 and 2019. He emphasized the urgent need for strict oversight to ensure safety in Boeing's manufacturing processes. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has set a production limit of 38 planes per month on the 737 MAX, which remains in effect. During a recent visit to Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington, Duffy met with CEO Kelly Ortberg and acting FAA Administrator Chris Rocheleau. While he acknowledged Boeing's efforts to improve safety and regain public trust, he noted that much work still lies ahead. The tragic anniversary of the Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crash serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of safety lapses. In January 2024, former President Joe Biden's FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker enforced the production cap after an incident involving an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX. Duffy stated that Boeing is currently far from meeting its production target. This ongoing scrutiny highlights the critical importance of safety and accountability in the aviation industry.
U.S. drug price negotiations under Medicare program. On March 14, 2025, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, announced that all drug manufacturers, including Novo Nordisk and Teva Pharmaceuticals, will join the second round of price talks for medications under the Medicare program. This initiative comes from the Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law by President Joe Biden in 2022, and will now be overseen by former President Donald Trump. CMS aims to improve clarity in the negotiation process, addressing concerns from the pharmaceutical industry. By June 1, 2025, CMS will send out best price offers for each drug, giving manufacturers 30 days to accept or propose a new price. If no agreement is reached, CMS will hold additional meetings to discuss prices, wrapping up by November 1, 2025. Among the 15 drugs up for negotiation are Novo Nordisk's diabetes drug Ozempic and Pfizer's cancer treatments Ibrance and Stande. These negotiations are vital for making medications more affordable for millions of Americans who depend on them. Imagine if your medication costs were cut in half. How would that change your life?
Gold prices surge amid U.S. political turmoil. Gold prices have skyrocketed as political and economic instability grips the United States, with investors flocking to gold as a secure investment. Since Donald Trump took office in January 2025, his contentious policies have triggered significant market volatility, pushing gold to a peak price of over $3,000 per ounce on March 14, 2025. This represents a 14% rise since the start of the year and a 27% increase from 2024. While European investors initially led the way into gold exchange-traded funds, U.S. investors are now joining in, seeking protection against market uncertainty. Gold holdings in Europe-listed ETFs have jumped by 46.7 metric tons, and U.S. gold ETF holdings have risen by 68.1 tons, totaling 1,649.8 tons in 2025. As retail investors in the U.S. grow cautious of stock markets following major sell-offs, demand for tangible gold remains strong. However, analysts warn that the market may be overbought and future price increases will depend on rising demand for physical gold bars and coins, especially in Europe and North America. To keep prices above $3,000 per ounce, boosting retail demand and central bank purchases will be essential.
Economic concerns and Federal Reserve actions. American families are feeling the weight of uncertainty about their financial futures. As inflation is expected to rise to about 3.9% over the next 5 years, the highest in over 30 years, the Federal Reserve is hesitant to take strong action in response to a weakening economy, largely due to trade policies from the Trump administration that could push inflation even higher. A recent University of Michigan survey shows a sharp drop in consumer confidence, leading financial markets to anticipate interest rate cuts starting in June 2025. However, the chance of a third rate cut in December is fading as mixed signals emerge. Declining consumer confidence suggests slower growth, while rising inflation expectations hint at potential price increases. Economist Bill Adams from Comerica warns that consumers shouldn't expect quick action from the Federal Reserve if spending drops while inflation continues to rise. Currently, interest rates are between 4.25% and 4.5%. Investors are closely watching the Federal Reserve's upcoming predictions for inflation, unemployment, and interest rates, set to be released on March 18, 2025.
Bank of China launches major fund for tech startups. The Bank of China has launched a significant 50 billion yuan fund, around $6.9 billion, to fuel innovation in technology startups. This initiative builds on last year's commitment of 30 billion yuan, showcasing the bank's dedication to boosting the private sector. Amid ongoing international conflicts with the United States, the Chinese government is prioritizing technology and innovation as crucial to its economic strategy. In a related move, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, known as ICBC, has announced an 80 billion yuan fund to strengthen the private sector. These coordinated efforts among major state-owned banks highlight the urgency to enhance China's tech landscape, aiming to stimulate investment, create jobs, and drive technological advancements. What does this mean for the future of tech in China? The stakes are high, and the world is watching.
New travel restrictions under consideration. Trump administration is exploring new travel restrictions for citizens of 41 countries, according to an internal memo obtained by Reuters. These countries are divided into three groups. The first group includes 10 nations such as Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, Cuba, and North Korea, facing a complete halt on visa issuance. The second group consists of 5 countries, Eritrea, Haiti, Laos, Myanmar, and South Sudan, subject to partial visa suspensions affecting tourist and student visas. The third group includes 26 countries like Belarus, Pakistan, and Turkmenistan, which may face partial suspensions if their governments don't address specific issues within 60 days. A U.S. official mentioned that this list could change and needs approval from the administration, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This proposal mirrors the travel ban from Trump's first term, which targeted 7 majority Muslim nations and was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. On January 20, 2025, Trump issued an executive order requiring stricter security checks for foreigners entering the U.S. This directive is part of an ongoing immigration crackdown that began at the start of Trump's second term, with plans to limit entry from regions considered security threats. The State Department has not yet commented on this proposal.
G7 foreign ministers take a firm stance on China and Taiwan. On March 14, 2025, foreign ministers from the Group of Seven, or G7, met in Lamalbaie, Quebec, Canada, to tackle urgent geopolitical challenges, especially regarding China and Taiwan. This gathering marked a notable shift, as the G7 had dropped previous conciliatory language, including references to the One China policy that has long influenced Western relations with China and Taiwan. The ministers voiced deepening worries about China's military actions and aggressive tactics toward Taiwan, a self-governed island that China claims. They reaffirmed their support for Taiwan, calling for peaceful solutions to cross-strait tensions while opposing any unilateral moves by China to change the current situation. The G7 also raised alarms about China's expanding nuclear arsenal and its interventionist economic policies. Despite these rising tensions, the ministers stressed the importance of maintaining constructive relations with China. This meeting coincided with a more assertive approach from U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, reflecting a shared concern among G7 nations about China's growing assertiveness in the East and South China Seas. The decision to omit references to the One China policy is likely to escalate tensions with Beijing, which views Taiwan as part of its territory.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.